Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting third. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Hassey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Perkins. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Cowley. And now, play ball. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin strikes out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowley fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Cowley. Davis moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bocht scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boston for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a fly ball into left field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey takes first base on ball four. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hassey moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hassey moves to third. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Canseco. Moorman reaches second base with a double. Hassie scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cowley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche strikes out. One out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston strikes out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Davis steals second. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moorman scoops it up and throws to first, with Cowley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hassie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassie is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hassie hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Canseco who is chasing the ball. Hassie reaches third base with a triple. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hassie scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moorman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Carcoviche bunts in front of the plate. Willard fields it and throws to first for the out. Perkins moves to second. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Boston reaches second base with a double. Perkins scores. It's 3 to nothing, White Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 1 in the game. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mormon fields the ball and throws to Cowley covering. Safe. Griffin moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Griffin moves to third. Davis moves to second. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 2 in the game. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Murphy trying to get to home. Lyons throws the ball into Karkoviche, who tags Murphy, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moorman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Canseco. Moorman reaches second base with a double. Jack Perkint is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkint is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perkint bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moorman moves to third. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Krueger now pitching. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Perkint moves to second. Reed Nichols pinch hits for Steve Lyons. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moorman tags and scores. Perkint tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Searage now pitching. Dusty Baker pinch hits for Jerry Willard. Reed Nichols now playing left field. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffin. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Griffin steals second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Griffin moves to third. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton now catching. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Cangalosi pinch runs for Ron Hassey. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards the mound. Kruger catches it and throws to first to double up Cangalosi. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire pinch hits for Bruce Bocht. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Canseco moves to second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Nelson pinch hits for Mickey Tettleton. Rob Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.